Microphone check, mic microphone checker. You clicked on the hype side of the Yes Lord Radio Network, and you got the mic check with your boy Mikey. You heard me? Bringing you the best in the old school, the new school, and the true school. Getting your day popping with these grooves that we dropping. Now, get at me with your music, get at me with your questions, get at me with your comments. You can hit me at MikeCheck@YesLordRadio.com, or you can tweet me live while I'm on the air, and I'll hit you back. I promise you that. We're going to be bringing you some Lauryn Hill today. We got Pac in the mix. We got Gospel Gangsters in the mix. And we got Canton Jones. And he going to kick it off right now, as a matter of fact, talking about that hater day. Now, if you at work or you at your office or wherever you are and people getting on your nerves, you heard me? We're going to do something nice for them haters today. You heard me? Right now, Canton Jones is kicking it off talking about hater day. Peep this, and I'll see you on the other side.
I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I don't wanna be fake today, so all my haters gonna have to take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today, buy him a shake today, get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today, and I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take you to the mall today,
doing it all today.
We gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today, and I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today,
and share my God today,
and how we made a way, and how we made my troubles
away.
This is hater day, and instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher, I'ma give an A today and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow.
I'ma pay my haters bill today, and I'ma be sincere and ask them how they feel today. May even cut their grass today,
take out their trash today,
or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today.
I'ma hold my tongue instead of them twice a day.
Give them the right away,
cause it's hater day. I'ma pay my haters way. Maybe hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today, and if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today, and I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today. I'ma make you my friend today. It's really not about the way that I feel.
That's right. That flesh will get you caught up, so don't listen to it. You got the mic check with your boy Mike E right here on the hype side of the Yes Lord Radio Network every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m. and then again at 8 p.m. Get at me at MikeCheck@YesLordRadio.com. A little later on in the show, we got the TGU, Total Gig University, tip of the day, tip time. That's what we're calling it, with your questions about the music biz and what you want to know and what you need to know. You heard me? But right now, we're going to get back into some grooving. These are my boys from the West Coast, bringing that West Coast gangster right at you. This is the Gospel Gangsters coming at you with Let Us Pray. Holla.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I close my eyes and I pray the Lord my soul to keep. With hopes to rise in the dream of seeing a better day. It's a better way. If this life is all we have, my nigga, let us pray. In the midst of this confusion, I come to this conclusion. I'ma love them anyway, cause they know not what they're doing. I'm encouraging my walk, though sometimes it gets shaky. Keep my eyes on the prize, and I stick to the path of safety. And lately, I've been thinking I really need to pray more. Seeing signs of the times, and people starting to stray more. Dear God, protect me, don't let him lift me off my feet. Don't let him steal my faith and sift me out like wheat. And please God, give me the strength, know I'm sincere when I speak this. What's the deepest? He knows all my weakest points. He know he can't tip me with a joint, but he knows about my anger. Ever since I was a banger, I battle with my mind, where my hurt is fought, and casting down imaginations of all these murderous thoughts. Renew my mind daily, but see it step by step, cause still embedded in my mind is enemies, it's worthy of death. And you say love them, so all I ask is you help me, and I'll do your will if it's gonna keep my spirit healthy. And you also tell me that I'm an heir to your throne, but it's so hard to feel holy when I've done so much wrong. I've seen evil, I spoke evil, I heard evil, struggled and hustled to bubble, I even hurt people, but I guess it's just a part of your plan. So I'ma put it all in your hands, and I begin to say, now I lay me down to sleep. I close my eyes and I pray the Lord my soul to keep. With hopes to rise in the dream of seeing a better day. It's a better way. If this life is all we have, my nigga, let us pray.
Let us pray, my nigga. Let us pray, my nigga.
Father, forgive me, for I have sinned this time even longer than last time that I repent, just to come back stronger. I know the wages of sin could not be wronger. I try my best to just give in, but I'm a soldier. Unknown was the lion's den. Can't help but mold you to a cold nigga off that gin. I'm never sober, but you, when you look at me, see nothing nice when I'm everything they wanna be. But there's a price. Why did you have grace on me and keep me living? Thought I asked to die in my sleep, unforgiven in the eyes of my peers. Seems like ever since baptized, I've had to persevere. Ashamed to even make no difference in the scheme of things. Last week I'm hearing voices, now I'm seeing things. All the wrong choice, fighting demons every night I drink. Father, if you hearing me, I need a change.
Exit out the game, now I lay me down to sleep. I close my eyes, and I pray the Lord my soul to keep. With hopes to rise, in a dream of seeing a better day. It's a better way, if this life is all we have, my nigga, let us pray. Now I lay me down to sleep, I close my eyes, and I pray the Lord my soul to keep. With hopes to rise, in a dream of seeing a better day.
Riders strapped with texts and desert eagles. Lethal caught up in crime, making petty illegal. Contaminated minds drenched with the thoughts of evil. Killing off our own kind, not knowing who's plotting. The ghetto birds in the air because the pistols is popping. Bodies are dropping, the numbers in the morgue ain't stopping. I guess the days of my people picking cotton have been forgotten. Lord, please help the downtrodden. Cause fools that's in county line got us poor rotten. All we know how to do is play the cards we was dealt. Those that been through can't understand my view, so they can't be felt.
Because we need to do that every day. That's my boys, Gospel Gangsters, DJ Solo and G-Shock, straight off the West Coast, bringing you that straight-up hood flavor. You heard me? This is the Mic Check with your host, Mike E., right here on the Hype Side of the Yes Lord Radio Network, every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m., again at 8 p.m. Get at me with your questions and your requests and what you want to hear at MikeCheck@YesLordRadio.com. Right about now, it's time for Tip Time from TGU, Total Gig University. And our question today is coming from Antonio Ramirez from Chicago, Illinois. You heard me? His question is, what does he need to put together the perfect camp for his career? Well, I'm going to tell you, there are five things that you need to keep your camp rolling, to put you on the right track and get you to where you're trying to be. You need a lawyer, an entertainment lawyer, not the divorce lawyer you see on TV. You need an entertainment lawyer, you need a manager, you need an agent, you need a publicist, and a personal assistant. You heard me? That's what's up. So hit me up right here at MikeCheck@YesLordRadio.com. Right now, it's time to get back into some more music. This is my girl, Lauren Hill. She hitting you with Father Forgive Them, and I'll peep you on the other side.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. I'll know them again, we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. Dig out to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blink skin green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what.
Father,
hey.
All right, that was my girl Lauryn Hill right here on the mic check with your boy Mike E right here on the hype side of the Yes Lord Radio Network every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m. again at 8 p.m. Central Time. You heard me? All right, we're going to keep it rolling right here with my boy Pac talking to the ladies out there. Don't matter what you got into, what situation you was in, we down with you, we got your back. And like Tupac said, keep your head up and I'll peep you on the other side.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if he can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women. Do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women. Time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you got to your head up. Babies on their own. I know it's kinda rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. But, please, you gotta keep your head up.
Keep your head up, you heard me? Forgetting those things which are behind you, set your affections on what's coming up. That's my boy Tupac. You got the mic check with your boy Mikey right here on the hype side of the Yes Lord Radio Network every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m. again at 8 p.m. Central Time. I had a blast today bringing you these grooves that we be dropping to get your day popping. The best in the old school, the new school, and the true school. We had Tip Time from TGU, the tip of the day. Don't forget that. Hit me up at MikeCheck@YesLordRadio.com. I want to hear from you. You can tweet me live while I'm on the air and I'll get back at you. My boy Jet P and your boy Mikey, we've been bringing you the best in all of the grooves from outside the box and inside the box. I'm going to look for you again Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Right now, I'm going to let my boy take you out. This is Truth featuring Ty Tribbett, the hypest cat in the game right now. Holla back.
Yeah, Ty Tribbett. Good to have you in the building. Now you know we gotta talk to all people everywhere on this one.
You're really challenging us to look at ourselves on this one, Truth.
Yes,
well, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I hope y'all ready. On the one, two, three.
If the Bible was rewritten and the writers put me in it, I wonder how my life would read. With the people that have heard of me, read just to learn of me, be turned away by what they see.
What they
slumping itself was blown away and sober, but my life didn't come to belief. But what they do it once over, read the pages of my life, and once it's over, close the book and say, that's not how I wanna be.
That's not how I wanna be.
And that's a sad commentary when I'm buried under the public can see. But I pray that they remember me for walking in integrity, being what God called me to be. And if I leave an impression, man, I hope that I impress them with a life that was clean and free. And I pray that it's not embarrassing when they read my narrative once I finally do leave. Let's go. Ooh-rah. Am I more like Cain, full of hatred to my brother was slain?
Ooh-rah.
Or am I more like Jezebel, sexual in all my ways? Think about it.
Ooh-rah.
Am I more like Mary, pure, holding to the leg of the grave?
Ooh-rah.
Or am I more like Abel, able to please God with my ways? Think about it.
Rewritten
and the writers put me in it. What would they say about my private life?
What would they say?
Would they say that my commitment to the ministry was strong, but that I never spent time with my wife? What would they say about my character? Would they say I was arrogant and American, full of myself? How would they write about my parenting? Would they say while traveling, I put my children up on a shelf? Would it be positive or negative if everything I ever did was China down a red bar? Now you're just talking about the stuff that you could see out on the surface, the stuff that was done in the dark. Boys can talk when the doors are locked. Would they say that I was off the chain? Or would it be the complete opposite? Would they say my public and my private life were all the same? I pray so. Am I more like Cain, full of hatred to my brother was slain? Or am I more like Jezebel, sexual in all my ways? Think about it. Am I more like Mary, pure, holding to the leg in the grave? Or am I more like
focus on my vocals right here?
Come on my ways. Think about it.
Written and the writers put me in it. Who would they say that I resemble the most?
Who would
it be? Joseph or Samson, both of them handsome. Only one of them was a symbol of hope. Or would I be listed among the greats, mentioned among the saints in the hall of faith? Or perhaps be scripted as one of the base, like the prodigal, the product of my own mistakes. Now I know that it's not possible,
but if the book was rewritten, man, I wonder how my life would read.
From 2 years old to my funeral, would I fail or would I succeed? Cause when they write my biography,
what they record about the life and times of man, it means a lot to me.
Cause in the story that I leave them, I am either God's leader or a picture but not to be.
Ooh-rah. Am I more like Cain, full of hatred to my brother was slain?
Ooh-rah.
Or am I more like Jezebel, sexual in all my ways?
Ooh-rah.
Am I more